I'm now joined by Ian Aspin. Ian, thank you very much for joining us. What have you thought of what you've heard tonight about the Shift Happens event?
Well, it started last summer for me when I got to know Marcus on Twitter. And nowadays, it's interesting because relationships develop in strange ways. Well, they used to be strange. They're no longer strange, are they? Digital relationships. So I got to know Marcus a little bit, and he told me about Shift Happens and the idea behind it. And he asked me if I'd like to go along to last year's event at the Theatre Royal in York. And I went along there to, you know, just to hang out, really, and to see who was there and meet people. And I found this amazing group of people who were really wanting to engage with new ideas and new technologies and new ways of telling stories and new ways of communicating. So I thought, this is great. I did a few interviews for Marcus and for the Shift Happens blog and for my blog, and it just went from there. So tonight really is kind of leading on from that. Relationships grown between myself and the Shift Happens team and all the people that I met there, and we kind of want to take it to the next level, and I'm one of the speakers for this year. So it's all very, very good for me and very exciting.
And what do you hope to bring to your talk at Shift Happens this year?
Well, we're all looking at how digital technologies affect us and change our lives and change the lives of people around the world. I mean, in a sense, we're all connected to one another. If you're online, if you've got a computer, there's no reason why, in theory, I can't talk to anyone else in the world who's online. So there are implications to that. And what does it mean for us as human beings? You know, what does it mean for us in terms of how we make a difference in the world? What can we do with all this technology? I mean, it's great to talk about it and have fun doing interesting, creative, quirky things, but are we going to use it for bigger things, for bigger ideas, to make things happen, maybe to challenge governments, maybe to raise big questions about poverty, about justice, about how we can make things better for people, or even, you know, how we can just bring attention to the fact that jobs might be being lost in our local community. So there's loads of different ways we can interact with this technology, but there are massive questions that it raises, and that's what my talk will be, a little bit about how we engage with those big questions, big issues.
And how do you hope to engage yourself with some of the other activities and some of the other people who are coming to speak, or whose talks will be relayed to the people who will be taking part in Shift Happens?
It'd just be really nice to hear what other people have got to say in different perspectives. Of course, some of the people that are coming, I already kind of follow their blogs. I'm already very interested in what they say, and I know quite a bit about them. But, you know, you're always going to get a new take on things, and you're always going to get the new ideas that they've come up with in the last few months, and you know, to build on the stuff that I've already learned. So I think there's lots of stuff to be gained from all the contributors. You know what I love about this sort of stuff is that there's so many different perspectives on any kind of interpretation of digital media. You know, there's always somebody with another idea, another interpretation, and you have to really kind of think how it all knits together and enriches all of our activities really online. So yeah, I'm excited about everything to do with the new Shift Happens conference. Yeah.
And would you like to see conferences like Shift Happens be replicated in other cities around the UK?
Well, I think people coming together to do interesting things and to share information and to share skills and to work together to make things happen, absolutely, it would be great.
Or do you feel that it should be more kind of confined to really kind of the whole kind of sphere of the Web 2.0 technologies? Do you really feel that, in theory, there shouldn't really be a place for a conference like this, that anybody could tap into it from wherever they are in the world through their computers or phones?
Well, you could say that of any conference. I mean, a conference is just a gathering together of people with ideas, and we, you know, feed off each other and we benefit from each other. And, you know, whether you call it a conference or whether you call it a meeting in the pub with people of like minds or people who want to do things together, it doesn't really matter. It's just people coming together, and we should do that as much as possible to learn and interact with each other and to, you know, hopefully make some kind of difference with the stuff that we've got, the technology that we've got and the ideas that we've got.
Now, Marcus said when he was addressing the crowd that you're the most followed journalist on Twitter. How much of an element of a truth is there to that statement, and how does it feel to kind of have such a following, you know, within your career on Twitter?
Well, I think it's not something I've kind of set out to do. It's something that's happened quite naturally for me. I've got to explain the background, that I hadn't even been online to interact with anybody until 2009. So, I'd not written a blog, I'd not done anything. Everything I'd done prior to 2009 was in old media, where